Welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Always a beautiful day. I was about to start singing like the neighborhood song. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful
day. For Mr. Rogers? Did you watch Mr. Rogers growing
up? Oh my gosh, who didn't? You're not a well-rounded child unless you did.
This is true.
I don't care what anyone says. That man was a saint.
Did the little puppets creep you out ever, though?
There was that one weird one with the long nose. It was like a longer nose when he was real weird. But boy, I loved that show. He was such a nice man. I watched that documentary. All right, guys, we're getting into this. We are on part two, because if you tuned in last week, if you didn't, if you're starting with this one, it's totally okay. But we had a podcast last week that was titled Three Things a Husband Needs to Know.
Right.
This week we have a podcast titled Three Things a Wife Needs to Know. From my perspective. So, by the way, if you had already listened to last week, then you kind of already know what the gist of it is. But it's not like like you need to know this, and these aren't like hidden bombshells of like Anna and Josh, and this is the way Anna can tell Josh what he needs to know, or what I need to tell Anna what to know.
All of these hand movements and extreme gestures.
Animated. We're in this. Because it's my turn. This is my week to talk. The microphone is mine. You're not allowed to talk.
Wait, that's the complete opposite, actually, of what you just said.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Anyway. So let's begin. So you started off by talking about the spirit, soul, and body.
Yep.
Really, really important. And I find that to be like the best way to break this down. So we're going to start with the spirit as well.
Okay. I'm ready.
You know, this might come to you as not so much of a shocker. And I'm not trying to scapegoat out of this one either. Okay. Of like, oh, he said the easy one. But I'm doing it because I'm using you as my example, because you do this one so well that I know that everything else follows. And my spirit particular thing that you need to know, that a wife needs to know, is love the Lord. I know. That really wasn't like...
Okay. I loving the Lord is everything.
It is loving everything. It's everything. That's what makes a wife so kind and precious and beautiful, because their love for the Lord puts them in a posture and a position that they can see the situation, that if they do something that's wrong, or maybe they're a little aggravated or agitated, whatever it is, you're going to apologize quickly. Yeah. So you're quick to come back and be like, hey, I'm sorry. Versus like you're just going to hold on to it, and you're just going to be this bitter, mean, awful person. You can't love the Lord and be bitter.
Yeah.
You can't love the Lord and be full of hate and anger and strife and bitterness, blah, blah, blah. You can't. So that's why I was thinking, like, one, what is something that a wife needs to know? They need to know that they got to love the Lord. And that is like a springboard for success, spiritually speaking, for your home, because everything else just kind of falls into place.
Okay, in loving the Lord, let's break that down on what that looks like. Because I think so many people are like, oh yeah, I love God. I love God. And then they never truly live for the Lord,
right,
or have a fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're afraid of God, but you have this reverence and this honor. So for me, when you say, hey, I want a wife that loves the Lord, that also means that I love my Bible and my devotion time. I always tell women, if you didn't know, we are pastors of Trailhead Church, and we have a dynamic women's ministry here, and we've done a women's conference or retreat or something every year for many years now. And I will look at the women on the last day, and I'll say, if you go home and do not love on your husband, for those that are married, or have a transformation that is taking place from this time with the Lord, then you're missing it in this whole conference. Because when we abide in him, in John 15, it says that we will have lasting fruit that remains.
Mm-hmm.
And that fruit is fruit that will bring us joy. So in loving the Lord, that means that I want to abide with the Lord and remain in Him and produce Holy Spirit fruit that will then be fruit that you pick out of my life.
Yeah.
So that means I need to love my Bible.
Yeah.
I need to love serving God in all capacities.
Right.
Right. Like, what are some other things that you think when you think of that, just to give women to go, oh, hey, this could be something that I need to grow in.
So what's the question?
Like, how do you love the Lord? What does that look like?
Oh, well,
you love the Lord with all your soul and all your might, and you know.
I think loving the Lord is spending time with the Lord in His presence. You do a great job at that, and that's where you. It's like it just it resets you, because you've said it yourself. If you're having a bad day, you're having bad moments. Like, if you can just go and sit and be with the Lord for just a time, whatever that a lot of time is, it's like you just feel so much better. So, like, I know all of the stresses. Some things will stress you out differently than they'll stress me out. Children, the worries of the children, the worries of the house, different things like that. So, like, I know by you knowing the love of the Lord and loving the Lord, that brings you into a, I'm going to say, like, into the perfect wife moment.
No, you got to re-say that. You got to re-say that.
No, I don't want to.
I know, but it's not true.
It is true in the sense of, like, it puts you in a place where you go, I can do this. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Because it's not by your might that's going to happen. So your perfection is not by your perfection. It's by His perfection. So that's what I'm saying by that. Is like you loving the Lord.
I would call that a surrendered wife. I'm not trying to correct you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just hate that word perfect.
What I'm trying to say is just like Paul said, that in my weakness.
Sure. Well, okay. He's perfecting us.
So
I'm not
in your moments,
mad at the word perfect. I just don't. It's hard. That's a hard word.
All right. I'm not saying that you are an actual perfect wife. Yeah. What I'm saying is there is a perfection in this moment, because by what you are focusing on of your lack and all that kind of stuff, you start going, oh my gosh, and you're overwhelmed and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to achieve this. So then you got to go, all right, you go and you set your time in the Lord. You come out as like that perfect wife now. It's like, oh, everything is coming together. Because why? Because the Lord is giving you the pause you need, the strength you need, the spiritual umph and all that. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm saying is, I know what you're saying. Can't be perfect.
Okay. He's doing a perfect. That's
He's perfecting
going,
you in Christ,
yes,
Jesus.
But,
that's what I'm talking about.
But people,
though.
People just check out the moment you say stuff like that, because they're like, unattainable.
I think that. But
I know what you mean. Within
you,
it is
obtainable, because what I'm trying to say is it's the Christ in you,
right? Yeah,
it's Jesus Christ in you. It's Him perfecting those things that go, oh, okay, this is it. So when you do get overwhelmed and you're like, oh, what am I gonna do? Or just like, I can't focus on this anymore. I'm the worst, or I'm this, or I could be better. It's like, no, if you just love the Lord,
yeah,
then He brings it all together.
I feel like loving God then helps me to love you the way that I need to, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's my soul. That's my spirit side of it.
Okay.
Okay, here's my soul. My soul thing that the wife needs to know is emotionally, you got to cheer me on.
Yeah.
And not in a like a fake, sarcastic way, but that you're cheering me on, you're encouraging me. You're my biggest fan, that you're not negative about what I do. I've seen wives, be like, my husband's so stupid. When they say things like that, you're like, gosh. Now, it's one thing to be funny. I've heard of those moments, like, my husband's so silly, my husband's so stupid. That's one thing. But to actually believe that your husband's stupid, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I love Proverbs 31:12 says, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life.
Yeah.
Like, bring good things to the marriage towards your husband, that it's like, man, I love him. I love you so much. Like, you dote on, you're so awesome. I'm so thankful for you. It's those kind of words of encouragement really just build. Another thought with this that I love out of Proverbs 31 is this one word that I thought was really important because I think that a man, not that a man is perfect, and a man needs this as well for himself. He needs to have this mentality as well. But I love the word energetic.
Yeah.
Because in Proverbs 31:17, it says she is energetic. She is energetic and strong and a hard worker. So like being energetic versus this, it goes both ways. I will say husbands as well. But I know this is the podcast for the wife needs to know this, that I need the wife, I need my wife to be energetic. That you can have days that are down. I get it. You have moments where you're like, I'm not about to be smiley, happy person right now. But I need more energetic than I need Debbie Downer.
You know, it's interesting, both of those things. I do feel that's a struggle for, we don't like to just make this all-encompassing because that's not true for all women. But in conversations with women, saying they have a lack of energy, saying that they're worn out by the end of the day, that they don't have anything left to give. I mean, these are common things that women talk about. And that's why they try to find somewhere to escape or whatever that might look like. And even with the words of affirmation, maybe what you yourself want to receive, you yourself should give to your spouse. You know, maybe mm-hmm. part of the problem is you feel like, oh, I need this. But what if you started to sow that seed into your husband in such a way that it allows God to nurture him and to build him up so that you reap a harvest from it, mm-hmm. you know? And then the energy stuff, all right.
I'm also, energetic also means, for me, I'm defining it in my own terms, maybe not in Webster Dictionary terms, but energetic also means like full of life.
Right.
Of happiness.
Like a passion to be with you.
Of you're joy. Excited. Well, yeah. Just in general, yeah. A fun person yeah. to be around.
You want to enjoy life.
They laugh. They find you funny. Like, again, those oh, man. There was someone way back in our lives that was super funny, and I said to their wife, I go, I bet it's so much fun to be around them. And they're like, it gets old. It gets old fast. And then I was like,
I mean,
you're
with that person a long time.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, so you don't find them as funny as we do anymore. And they're like, not so much. So then I was like, and I can get it. I get it. It can be overwhelming ever, you know, so much. But
okay. What are things that steal, women, what are things that steal your energy from your spouse? Is it time management, that you are not getting adequate sleep because you are staying up too late, you know? Is that a struggle?
Right. Time management, you know? Of what your emotions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and yeah. Or every night you're dealing with so many cares and worries before you go to bed that your mind's just racing and you're more concerned. You go, well, what do I do about all that? I mean, scripturally speaking, we're talking about casting the cares onto the Lord, spending time in the Word with prayer. But then also, maybe you need to do something physical that makes you feel good about yourself. That's something for me that really helps. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but walking and or exercising. I need that as a stress reliever. Also, it could be that you need to begin to take some vitamins and supplements because your body is missing something. I recognized that last year that I was having low energy because I was anemic and got on an iron supplement from my doctor, started taking vitamin D3, K2, magnesium at night. I mean, I had some supplements so that my doctor was like, hey, you need to take these things because it's going to help you feel better and give you more energy. And it has. Like, some of this is a physical evaluation as well, where you go, oh my gosh, maybe I need to do some things here to make me feel better. And that's why I don't have as much energy. I think those are good thoughts, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really nailing it on the head, because not that that's what my body side of this was. But
no, I mean, this is soul. But if you're saying you want, like, hey, I want a wife that's going to be present and to be here and have energy to say, hey, I want to have fun and do life with you. And
well,
I want to laugh.
There's yeah. like...
You enjoy life.
Well, there's a person there versus just a knot on a log sitting on the couch or in another room. But there's actually someone that has life in them. Energetic for me is like someone who is full of life. who was fun and laughing and joy and happy. And they're like, you know, around the home. And you're just like, this is such a great person to be with. Like, this is just so much fun versus just like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you going out right now?
Do you think women, there might be some women listening right now that are so mad that you just said all of that. And this is where my encouragement to you is, if you just got mad at him, maybe that's a heart check.
Do you really think that? I didn't think that. That's the difference. Because I totally think that. I said, this is what the wife needs to know.
No, I think it's
that
good.
A man is thinking. Because us men, this is what, if you want to know what us men are talking about in the locker room about our wives, these are the types of things, because it's like, yeah, my wife's just mean. That's what they're saying. My wife's mean. She's not
nice. Have you heard that, like, at when we went to the Gold's Gym in the locker room?
Not that gym.
Oh.
I'm talking about men in general. Like, okay. When men are talking, and if they bring up their wives, most of the time men don't. If you find men who are talking, because they're close enough and they're willing to talk about it, this will be a point of a conversation where we'll talk about, yeah, our wives are just kind of mean. They're frumpy. They don't want to do anything. They're just tired. They're just sitting on the couch. They don't want to be in the same room, or they don't find me funny anymore. They don't laugh at my jokes. All of those things.
This is so hard and really sad. It's really good. I know. I'm glad you're bringing it up, because it needs to be talked about.
Yeah. So I think there are a lot of factors involved. For instance, you said there. And so hold on. I don't mean to stop my thoughts. That's why I started off with this particular point by saying, hey, we need to like hear words of affirmation, encouragement for us, but it's going to be hard to receive some of those if you aren't even in the position or posture to like want to do it. Like, I don't want to give this, because you're like, I'm not energetic. Why? It's like, it's, you know, there's an overcast of sorts in your home. So then comes the word energetic, where it's like, maybe this is what I'm looking for as a husband that a wife needs to know. And you nailed it, I think, with some points of like, there's so many natural things within your body. There's so many things that we eat that we shouldn't be eating. We should be examining stuff. I'll tell you a TMI, too personal thing. I was drinking a lot of Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm being healthy. I'm drinking Coke Zero. And out of nowhere, I started itching in my lower back. And I was like, why am I lower back itchy? A little concerning. So I started like thinking, I am so uncomfortable. What do I need to do? And then out of nowhere, I was like, I need to maybe look at my diet, because this doesn't make any sense. It's not like I had a rash or anything weird, but it's just like this itch. And it was always happening after I was done, you know, finished eating. So then I was like, all right. So sure enough, I narrowed it down to a Coke Zero, which was causing me to itch back, like on my lower back. It was really strange. All of that to say that dietary, so many things need to be examined and looked at.
It really should. If you are struggling with just enjoying life in general. Let me ask this. I feel like this is what's in my heart to present to women when you just heard all of this. Do you care? Do you care about yourself? Do you care about your marriage? Do you care? Do you care about how God sees you? And if you can say yes, then you should say, oh, all right, then Lord, show me how to care for myself, and Holy Spirit, help me to care for my husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have told me, and I really like it, whenever you pursue me.
Yeah.
I enjoy when you pursue me, which this is why I believe you're using, that the word energy just hit you. You want that joy and that energy and that passion, and for me to pursue you. So if I'm struggling with that, then I need to evaluate the why behind it.
Yeah.
Last year, I was struggling physically with a few things, and I needed to get to the why, because I realized I actually was struggling with some things. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling better this year. But then, you guys, at some point, we have to get real honest with ourselves and with God so that we can address this type of a topic in a healthy and not offensive way.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. So that's good. So this leads me to the last one, the body side of this. So again, three things a wife needs to know. And the body side of this is, no shocker, no secret. It's very similar to what you talked about last time. I think you need to be aware of, the wife needs to be aware of, how much sex your husband actually needs. They may tell you, because out of embarrassment or insecurity, that they don't really need it, or they've just been kind of like, whatever. But that's not true. They actually do want it more. They talk about it behind closed doors to me. I know that they want that. They want you to grab them. They want you to flirt with them. They want you to, activate sex. Activate. It's like a Power Ranger. Like, activate sex. All right. Anyway, they want that. They want to be pursued. They want that as well. And then when they pursue you, they don't want to be cut off. So all of that to say, have more sex. Think about it more often. I think it's more than once a week. If you're not having sex at least once a week, then I'm highly concerned. So it needs to be more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like...
Okay. There needs to be a conversation between you and your husband of your expectations of how many times a week sex should happen. This was a conversation we had in premarital counseling with my dad, because he did our premarital counseling, which is so special. Yeah. Hysterical. Not so much, but it's a good question of, hey, what are your expectations each week? And when you lay that out on the table,
Don't be mean. Meaning, if the husband's like, I'd like to have sex twice a week, and you're like, good luck.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Hold on. That's not the way it should be approached. And
okay. So husbands, let's say
be realistic. You can't be like five times. It's like, okay, five times is not realistic.
But what if he's like, all right, you know what? I'd love to have sex four times a week. And in your mind, you're thinking, oh, two times a week. Then you come in and you talk about your week and you talk about your life and you make every effort to please each other.
Right.
You make every effort
to
grow in your intimate life. Do you want to dry up?
Negative.
No, you don't want to dry up. So you're going to have to think about these things, ladies. And
sex shouldn't be a competition of who starts it, who initiates it. It should be equal. Both of you together should be equally doing this. You're not taking a tally on it.
Okay. Yes. If you feel like you've been struggling with sex and then you start putting on your calendar, well, I gave him sex twice this week, and I'm going to tell them how many times next month, because we've talked about this.
Yeah,
this has been a conversation we've had, mm-hmm, of who pursues more than the other.
Right.
So we're not telling you guys anything that we ourselves have not talked about or worked through, and we had to come
it
to the place.
It all deals with insecurity.
Yes, 100%. It was insecurity, a feeling like I wasn't doing enough for you, or you weren't doing enough for me. Well, let's just keep a tally and see how good we're doing.
Right.
Then it becomes a comparison,
right?
And that's unhealthy.
Very
in your mind.
Unhealthy.
So those are things that you're going to have to recognize and give to the Lord and get honest with your spouse about,
right,
to move forward,
right,
and not live in the past, but celebrate what God's doing today and this week. But I do think being aware, and if you're like, oh no, my husband's really not like that, then he is not telling you the truth because he doesn't want to make you mad. True.
Yes.
He wants to have sex more than what you're...
Yes.
That's not true.
He finds you extremely attractive.
Yeah. He loves you and he wants... And if he doesn't, then maybe physically or something's going on with him. I don't know. That's between you all. But...
Yeah. do some things. Maybe the word activate is like activate every part of the senses of how you can really enjoy sex and it'd be a good part of marriage and not something like you're insecure or some tension or something like
that. Do you feel like women control the sex life?
Yes. Because it's hard because men will pursue it and then they get shot down. And then it's like, why do this? Why do this?
Do you think women enjoy holding the sex?
Oh, sure. I think it's a power thing. I feel that way. Yeah.
That's tough.
So therefore, it just seems not worth it. When you get shut down wanting to have sex and you're like, and it's a big emotional key. Like that is...
God created sex for marriage.
Right. But men, everyone knows that is a love language for men. Like that sex and need of that is the way to show a man that you love him.
Do you feel that women, because we've had this talk, do you feel that women also need sex?
I do not feel that way.
Really?
Right. Men don't feel that way.
Okay. Because women do need sex, and I've told you this.
I know. You and I are great.
Okay.
We're fantastic.
But we've had lots of conversations, and we've had a lot of growth with this over the years.
Yes, but men feel that way of like women could take it or leave it. No big deal. Because of the way that sex is treated.
I do believe that that's not for all women and that women also want sex. It's just their expectations on sex may look different than yours. And the end result of the satisfaction, the fact that they're being intimate with their husband is satisfaction because that's beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
So even though there might not be this, oh my gosh, it's been a full day, but I want to have sex with my husband. So they're not at this crazy high energy level that the husband may think they should have. They still want to have sex with their husband because they love him. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean they don't want to. I just think that there are days that the perspective might be different, but the joy is still there and the passion is still there. And that's to be celebrated.
Right. We have to wrap this podcast up. But I know for a fact, there's a lot of people out there that are like, I would like for you to continue this conversation. And maybe we will. I don't know. Either way, all I know is open communication to discuss and to talk about it where there's some vulnerability, honesty, where there is room for anybody to talk without getting angry with one another or bitter towards it of kind of like, I do this. And it's like, don't do that. Allow that person to talk. And maybe they're processing their thoughts by talking it out. So they may say something that it comes across dumb or slightly hurtful or
insensitive.
Insensitive for sure. But let them talk it out. Cause then they can go, hold on. Cause I've had that conversation with you and I've said something insensitive. I go, hold on, I'm just talking it out though. Like just I'm knee-jerking emotions. But once I got it out, I was like, that's not what I meant by that. But I have a better way to say it. However, have those conversations, talk about it, because that's going to solve a lot. So again, guys, talk to one another, love on one another, do something special. I love the word surprise and delight. I always use that. Surprise and delight your spouse. Give them a gift. Surprise them with a date. Surprise them by doing something sweet and romantic in the home. Surprise them by doing something where it's just really heartfelt and it's like a... It's just something really special, so make it happen.
Wives, okay, spirit, you need to love God. Soul, you need to give words of affirmation to your spouse. Mm-hmm. And
be energetic.
Be energetic with who God's blessed you with.
Yep.
Okay? And then body, wake up to the fact that your husband wants to have sex with you and get excited about it, period. Okay? And make a choice that if you've been struggling to take that to the Lord and grow with it. Yeah. Am I getting this?
Yeah. This is all with a covering of a healthy marriage. Okay. There's a healthy side to this. I don't have time to go into all that, but I know it needs to start with healthiness and it all starts with the Lord, putting yourself before the Lord. Because there's some this meanness that can happen and you're like, you're actually poisoning your marriage because of another side thing. Get that resolved. But we're talking about as a healthy marriage. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, we love you guys. This has been good. I really enjoyed this. Wait, no, hold on. You're giving me the look.
No, I'm not. This is going to be part three. All right, you guys, have a great day. We'll see you guys soon.